You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to TJ's Podcast.
Hey, here we are wrapping up another week. Another great week on TJ's Podcast. We're going to wrap it up by doing what we do every day, keeping our foot on the gas and gassing it till the world blows up.
Oh, jeez.
Every day I'm supposed to say something that tells what the podcast is like in the beginning. I'm supposed to do that. But I'm out of stuff for this week. I'm really burnt. Tired. I'm tired, man.
Yeah.
And then I get thrown off by little things. I was just telling Riggins that big problems don't affect me as much as little annoying problems do. With a big problem, sometimes, I mean, it does affect me. And if it's something that's disastrous, obviously, I'm not talking about that. But let's say a project has fallen apart that we're working on or whatever. Okay, we deal with that. It sucks, but we can deal with it. But my computer running out of storage, and nobody knows why when I don't ever save anything, and messing up, so it was something that I was doing yesterday, that has thrown me off. Because I was trying to record this podcast from my house yesterday, just change it up a little bit, and then we would be finished early. Friday we'd be, you know, an hour earlier leaving work, the whole thing. And I had even texted Riggins and told him that's what I was going to be doing. Then I had to write him back and go, never mind, didn't work. My computer crapped out in the middle of recording it. And what I had recorded yesterday was so much better than anything we're going to be able to come up with now. You know? But are you like that, Riggins? I think it comes down to throwing me off my routine. A bigger issue, that becomes your routine to fix it at that point. But when something doesn't work the way it's supposed to work is what does it. But you're a routine person.
Yeah. I get really frustrated when I feel like my time is wasted. And even though I've got like infinite amount of time, I don't handle it well.
Yeah, all that time was wasted. And I look at it that way because I think about if somebody were to pay me to come to their business and stand out there for an hour that I just wasted here, how much money that would have been worth. So I look at it like I wasted, you know, if I'm working on something, you know, around the house, like if I'm trying to put together a piece of furniture or something from Wayfair, you know, I'm not good at that.
Yeah.
So by the time I get finished and all, I think about how much time was wasted that I could have been doing something important.
Like signing bills into law. And
exactly. You know, lobbying and whatnot.
Sure.
All those important things.
You know, I get everything. You know, everybody's got their thing that, like, either they can't figure out how to do well or things that really just make them nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But this week it was just a lot of stuff.
Yeah. And I still need to, I need to get a hobby.
Yeah, you got to go out, you got to try a bunch of stuff though.
Yeah, I'm not good at trying things.
You don't play chess, do you?
Lord, no. I'm just saying, because I wouldn't be able to sit there in one spot and have to concentrate on that. I'm not much of a games person. I like physical games, you know, like throwing the old ball around or something. Hey, come on out here, you're old man, throw the old ball around. But I need something that's not work related to be doing as a hobby. But yes. The thing is I'm not good at a lot of stuff. You know, actually doing stuff. I'm not good at doing.
So maybe you don't want a hobby.
No, I do. I want something. You know, I look at these guys who, you know, most guys my age this time of year, like I'm not as old as your dad, but think about your dad when you were growing up. He's getting ready and he's doing and he's trying to get his grass and his yard looking as best as he can, and he's talking to other guys about the grass. What I do is this and what I do is that, you know, always outside when he's home trying to do something. I have no interest in that.
Well, that's fine.
At all.
Luckily, there's a lot of things you could do. Like his old boss, I think I've told you this before, he's retired now. He's way into RC planes, like remote control airplanes.
Yeah.
He's got a bunch of them. And he's got, you know, I think he's a wealthy person and I think it's an expensive hobby, but he mm-hmm. loves that. Now, to me, that doesn't sound yeah. interesting at all. But he's built his own airport airplane hangar for these things. And every weekend he's going out and driving to go fly these planes. You just kind of stumble upon it.
Yeah, that sounds like I want to do something that's not a children's activity.
Yeah, my grandpa was into models, like building models. He would build models all the time.
Maybe I can't find a good hobby because I'm too judgmental.
Yeah,
you think that's maybe. The thing?
Yeah.
You know, like I was talking about with my friend Glenn that day. He'll jump on something so fast. It's like, now I'm a drag racer. Now I'm playing Airsoft Wars. Now, you know, he just will get into anything. And you know what I usually think about when my wife says, yeah, I mean, he can't sit still. I think she's saying to me, he's not like you. You are. He's being active and you're just sitting around.
What do you think you would like to do? Have you had any, I know, because you've been saying this for like a year now, I need to get a hobby.
Yeah.
Have you had any breakthroughs? Nothing. Not a thing.
Mm-mm.
So maybe, no. Yeah, maybe you don't want a hobby. Because what do you think a hobby will do?
It will give me a little bit of an escape really? From, you know, the news and the you know, I can do this to be entertaining and I can do that. And then, you know, just like I said, when I got out and sat on the front porch the other day, just to be sitting out there for about 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It just gives you a different perspective,
yeah.
You know. But here's the thing, though. I want a hobby, but the hobby that I must have, I've got to be good at it. Because I hate sucking at things. And so, like, say, in my hobby, all of a sudden, I'm going to take up golf. And everybody says, well, you know, most people suck at golf, but they love it. I wouldn't love it. If I'm not good at it, I wouldn't love it. I would hate it.
No, well, no one's enjoying when they're hitting it into the sand trap.
But they still go out there.
Yeah, because they want to get better.
I know, but they're, yeah, I know. That's me. I don't want to get better. Yeah. And I've been that way my whole life. If it's something that I'm not, that I don't think I'm going to be good at, I don't do it.
Well, that might be your problem.
It is, I think it is.
That might be your problem.
And that's why I've never really played golf.
Yeah.
I've hit a few, you know, off the tee. And did that pretty well because, I mean, that's pretty much just technique. Just whomp it as hard as you can.
Sure. That's why some guys just go to the driving range
because
that's the fun part.
Mm-hmm.
You're just ripping them.
So I don't like the clothes. I don't like other people talking about golf.
Yeah.
I don't like it when men stand around with an imaginary golf club in their hand and practice their swing, like when they're in a, you know, conversation at a bar or something. That gets on my nerves. I can't build it at all, so it's not like I can go in there and start. Oh, I'm. You see this latest birdhouse I built? I mean, I can't do that.
So you need something that you'll be good at right out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe get a bonsai tree. What you need is something, because you got to slow down. You got to unplug. That's the main part of it. Because I get it too. Like, you end up watching TV and you're scrolling on your phone. You're like, oh, I'm just like being inundated with content and information all the time. So it's to get out of that.
And in our line of work, when you're being inundated with content, you don't just look at it for entertainment and then go on. You look at it and then you're thinking, all right, how can I use this? Is this, what if we did this? What if we did it on the show? And, you know, all of that.
Yeah.
I guess working out is a hobby.
Yeah, it could be. If you're enjoying doing it and it gives you some clarity. I think hobbies are good, but I kind of do the same thing. I want to get into things and I think, oh, it just feels overwhelming to try out something new. And what if I'm terrible at it? And
don't you like flying kites?
I do. Yeah. Like I bought a bunch of kites when I was going to go see my nephews and my niece, and then everybody got sick, so we weren't able to do it. It's not something I'm like yearning to go do, like go fly a kite. But I figured, I was like, kids like kites, we'll go out and that'll be fun for them. They probably don't do that. They're iPad kids. So it was a good idea in theory. Mm-hmm. I still have them.
You know what I hate about kite people is when they're flying those kites that sound like they have an airplane engine in them. When the wind takes them, you've never heard of those? Uh-uh. I mean, every time I'm on the beach, I'm just relaxing. I'm trying to doze off. Some man is behind me with one of those kites that when they make it swoop down, and when it does, it goes back up because somehow the wind hits it and it makes this noise and it sounds like an airplane, keeping me awake on the beach.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
I'd love to shoot it down, just like a drone, just. Get you one of those.
Yeah. I don't know that I'd want to go do it by myself, though. That doesn't seem like that much fun.
You still have to run to get a kite up in the air?
Not if it's windy enough. Yeah, then you got to get a little head start on it. But
you see me holding that string and looking by it. Ah, and then, poof, goes out of the ground.
Like, it's like Charlie Brown. What about Winston Churchill was really into painting in his later years of his life. He wrote a whole book about it.
And I love Winston Churchill. Don't get me wrong. But I'm not artistic in the least. I mean, the worst. Absolute worst. Hmm. Anything artistic.
What about, you like cooking.
Mm-hmm.
What about growing your own vegetables? Peppers and things
like that. Yeah, that's yard work, though.
Kind of. But they said people buying gardening supplies and cultivating their own food jumped like 27% in the last 5 years.
Now, what you said, you were talking about everybody saying they're homesteading. Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
They're homesteading.
Yeah. Now, that's like an extreme version of that. But the like gardening equipment, the gardening industry has exploded in the last couple of years.
Yeah. My next door neighbors, they're a young couple. They don't have kids. I think they're the L word. Mm. I think.
Lesbian.
The other L word, liberal. And she's a vet, Renarian. She could have served in the armed forces as well, but I don't know. And she just built a garden in their backyard, and it's started by putting up all this plywood.
Yeah.
Around, and I don't know what that's for. I've never seen a garden have to have plywood around it.
Raised beds.
And I thought maybe it's because they have a dog and they didn't want the dog getting into the garden or whatever. But she's been working on that thing a month.
Yeah. People love it.
Yeah.
For the same kind of reasons. It kind of clears you out. You're working in the hand, like in the dirt with your hands. I kind of understand the appeal of that.
You also have to think about, though, when you're working outside in the dirt and all that, it's getting hot soon. It's going to be really hot.
Yeah.
I don't want to be out there. I don't want sweating to be my hobby.
So it's got to be inside, indoor.
Not necessarily. It could be outdoors, but just not for long periods of time.
Yeah. You got a lot of stipulations. Yeah. I don't think you do want a hobby.
And it can't be expensive. That's another thing. It can't be expensive.
Yeah. I get that.
Do women have expensive hobbies? You never hear about that. You hear about men having expensive hobbies.
Fly fishing and
duck hunting is an expensive hobby.
Yeah.
I bet those model planes, that's an expensive remote control planes.
I think it is.
But women's hobbies are usually just like selling vitamins and stuff online and supplements and, you know.
Maybe that's what you could do. Be the only guy in the tummy tea industry.
Yeah. But women are probably, when they hear this, say, it's because women don't have time for hobbies. We're taking care of everything else. Mm-hmm. Which, that's fine.
You try inventing something.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to invent something. All right, so we're going to do the Gram Slam coming up next. There's a lot of stuff on the internets to be making light of today, and we'll do it. Hang on.
TJ's Podcast.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Back to TJ's Podcast.
All right, the Gram Slam. Going all over the internet. And some of the stuff, I mean, I say that we're going to mock everything and make fun of it and all that, but we don't. Some of the stuff is just interesting and some of it's funny. So we won't slam everything. But then the clever name Gram Slam still applies. It still applies. Mm-hmm. So this is a woman's funny take on the situation where she lives. She's sitting in, it looks like she's sitting in a restaurant or something. She's eating a big salad and she's got the camera right on her. And she's describing the people that that live in her area. And she's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I live in a very white, woke area in Brooklyn. And sometimes it feels like, damn, I'm like hunched over. It just feels like every girl here is competing to see who can have the most f***ed up dog. And they're all winning. Adopt, don't shop. We get it. You did the right thing. But I have two neighbors with dogs in wheelchairs. I see them every morning rolling out, looking at the sky, wanting to die. The girl's always, this is my dog. This is Skittles. He can only have bottled water. What does she always say? Yeah, he saved me. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. You're still mentally ill, Sarah.
Pretty good.
I love that. No, actually, he saved me.
Yeah, you do see that a lot. Yeah. A lot. And there's a lot of, she's right, you do see a lot of dogs in wheelchairs now. And it's heartwarming. It's like, oh, yeah. But that dog is looking like, oh, man.
So you don't? Do you think, Riggins, that a lot of that is the seeking of moral authority?
It could.
You
know,
you rescued a dog, but I rescued a dog in a wheelchair.
Yeah,
I mean, so I'm better than you.
Maybe
I'm a better person than you.
Maybe, but a lot of these people see their dogs as their kids. Like, there's no difference because they don't have kids yet.
Mm.
And you know, you'd get your kid a wheelchair if he needed a wheelchair. So they look at. I think they just look at it the same way. They're like, I'm gonna do what I can.
But before I had kids, I would never have looked at a dog the same as a kid. You know, because there were people when I was young and didn't have kids that treated their dogs like over the top like that. And I still think that was screwed up. Come on.
Yeah. And it's also Brooklyn.
Can only have bottled water. Do you still only give your dog filtered cold water?
I do. I don't want to drink the sink water.
He saved me.
No, I don't say that. He didn't save my fat ass. And I didn't save him. And we're under the same...
yeah, you rescued him for a lot of money from a breeder.
He's okay. He was always fine. He was always fine.
Yeah, he didn't need saving.
No.
Mm-mm. And do you have the one of the people who haven't had water in so long, this weird couple?
Yeah, this is crazy.
See, and that's one of the things is that I think people are too afraid now to call weird people weird. You know?
Yeah.
It happens that we run across weird people in society, and you are allowed to say it. So say it. When you run across weird people, say they're weird. Because if you don't ridicule it, you get more of it.
Yeah.
You know? And there's some behavior that we need to ridicule. There needs to be shame in the world. Now, I think the clip says everything. It doesn't need any explanation from us. So this is a guy, and I think it's his girlfriend. I don't think they're married, but they're a couple, and they look weird, and you can only imagine how weird they look when you hear what they do with themselves.
My name is Nick.
Cheers. My name is Aubrey.
And we are addicted to drinking our urine. And I have not drank water for years now.
Each day I'm consuming about a half gallon of fresh urine. It smells like buttery popcorn.
My name is Nick.
Okay. What is unfresh urine? She said a fresh urine. Does that mean right out of the spigot? Or does that mean it had been gathered and, you know, within the last 24 hours?
Yeah, I think probably. In the 24 hours. Because I knew people that used to sell urine and buy urine to pass drug tests and things like that. It's not shelf stable. You know.
But do you have to drink your urine, or could you drink somebody else's and it would be fine?
That I don't know. I'm assuming they're drinking their own, but a half a gallon? Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's just so gross. It's so gross.
And that's on one of those TLC shows. That's
it was
one
like
of
My
those.
Strange Addiction.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to drinking my own. Now, good news is that everybody in the comments, this has been viewed 12 million times in the last 24 hours. Everybody's like, these people are sick.
Good. Good. We need more of that. And then people will go, well, it's not hurting you. What do you care?
Yeah.
Well, because I used to be that way, like more of a libertarian view of it doesn't affect me. But then sometimes the weirdness ends up affecting me and innocent people in society as well. So I'm not fully like that anymore. I think you ridicule urine drinkers so they don't try to get other people to do it and turn weird.
Yeah. The top comment was from this guy. He said, seeing that anybody can find a partner, especially this couple, gives me hope that I'm going to find someone in my life.
Now, do you think when they met, they were both urine drinkers, or they decided as a couple, you know what?
Or one of them was and convinced the other one to start it. And like, I haven't drank water in a year. You got to try it. But I mean, that's taking a leap of faith when you take your first sip of urine. You really got to trust your partner.
She said buttery. It tastes buttery.
Or it smells buttery. Ugh. Buttered popcorn.
Oh. All right, Riggins, what do you think about about these teenage guys who have taken to not shampooing their hair ever. Have you seen that?
I saw that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What, and what was the, I didn't read the article, but I saw the headline.
It was just about this trend that's going on, and because for some reason, women decided a few clicks ago, as David Spade said, that they don't need to be shampooing their hair. And I think it was part of the dry shampoo craze and all of that. So they're going, I'm talking, bragging about how long they've gone without shampooing their hair. And then now it's gotten to where like these teenage boys are never like going a year without shampooing their hair. And so the article had these dermatologists and all on talking about, well, you can get dandruff and, you know, lose your hair and, you know, the follicles get blocked and they can't grow and all of that. But I don't get it. What's the big deal?
Yeah, I don't
think there was anything that said, yeah, this is good for your hair. No. And all doesn't it stink?
I would imagine. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, this wouldn't even have been possible. And my parents weren't the strictest parents ever, but if I had told my mom, it's been 6 months, she'd be like, you don't get to go to school. You're not doing anything until you go wash your hair. Don't be stupid.
Right. That you're just not clean. If your hair's not clean, you're not clean.
You can't do that. I'm sorry.
Now, the dry shampoo thing, women start doing that out of convenience / laziness, you know.
Yeah.
Which I'm not saying is a bad thing. Sometimes if I had a lot of, you know, if I had to go through a lot to fix my hair, shampoo and fix it and all that, and then I could just have a temporary fix and go on about my day and do it later, I'd probably do that. But that would be from laziness. So I don't mean that all women are lazy. I'm just saying that I think craze was born of convenience / laziness.
I don't, you know, when I forget who it was either Lindsay or Gwen, one of the women on the show said like all the things they have to do in the shower,
mm-hmm.
it sounded exhausting. Like it's not a relaxing experience for them. I gotta shave my legs, gotta wash my hair, gotta condition the hair. I get like there's just more they gotta do.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand if somebody's got a shortcut for you, you're like, hell yeah, I'm gonna take that.
You know what else I think most of women do? When they get out of the shower and they dry off and up, they put lotion all over themselves.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
You're putting lotion. I know. Whitney Cummings was on a podcast talking to a woman. She was like, you don't use lotion ever? She goes, never. She was like, every time I get out of the shower, I cover head to toe in lotion.
Yeah.
Guys don't really do that.
Mm-mm. I have ashy legs sometimes, though, in the summer. If I'm wearing shorts, I have to put the lotion on.
Sure.
I put the lotion on my skin. But other than that, I mean, it's not like I have, like I'm out of body lotion, you know.
Yeah, no.
Never have to do that.
Uh-uh.
Because it's crazy.
Maybe.
No, but hey, I don't mind.
You want to be soft and supple?
Yeah. And there's one of these I want to say for last, maybe even the next break, the next segment, Riggins, but. Because I know we're going to be all into this. But let's see. There was Riggins likes funny tweets.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the response to a tweet. The first guy tweeted, men need to understand that some of these girls bring friends to a date because of safety, not for your food and drinks. So it's people talking about, you can show up for a date and expect me to pay for your friends' food and all that.
It's like a big common thing now.
Yeah. And men need to understand that some of these girls bring friends to a date because of safety, not for your food and drinks. And the response from the guy was, okay, have the bitch wait outside with a Glock. Why's she looking through the menu?
Yeah. Good and, point.
But okay. I get it. You don't want to I wouldn't advise meeting somebody on a, you know, some sort of a dating app or whatever and just showing up not knowing anything about him for safety reasons. I get how a girl would or a woman would want to take a friend with them.
Yeah.
Because I have a daughter and I think about that. Okay. But it should be understood that the guy is not paying for your friend's dinner.
Yeah.
Like, you can pay for your friend's dinner as a, you know, a payment for her coming and protecting you or whatever.
Yeah.
But the guy shouldn't have to pay for two meals.
Not only that, now I'm not going on a date with two people.
Right.
I don't even want you sitting at the, if a woman said, is it okay if I bring my friend? I'm saying mm-hmm. no. And I'm not going on a date with her at all.
Yeah.
Like, you think so little of me. Well, guess what? I don't want to date you.
Yeah.
And I know that's probably, you know, they're doing it for a good reason, but it's like, mm-hmm. this is not going to work but out.
That's also the reason you would meet in public, you know, is because you wouldn't be alone with a person you don't know.
Yeah.
So there really wouldn't be a need. If you feel like you're getting some sort of a feeling from the guy that he may be not what he says he is, then just don't go meet him.
Yeah, absolutely. If there's any inkling in your mind, please do not go.
You know, that girl used to work for us named Madden. She met a guy, but it wasn't online or anything. They met in person, and then he asked her out. And they met at an old Charlie's or that type of place. And his ex slash baby's mama was there on the date with him because she was a fan of Madden's. That was kind of weird.
Yeah.
But, yeah. What if she showed up with her mom, and her mom was really hot? Would you care about that?
Yeah.
You don't want to do that. Into
that. It's hard. See, enough. It takes enough brain power to, like, entertain one person one-on-one.
Yeah.
I can't do it for two people at once.
And it's hard for me to relate to the whole situation because, you know, when I was single, there was never a, you know, go out with somebody that you've never met.
Yeah.
Unless it was a blind date that, you know, there were going to be other people there to, you know, the hookup, the fix up, not the hookup. So it's hard for me to relate to that whole situation where you're just going and meeting somebody you've never met except yeah. chatting with them on text and online and stuff.
Yeah. Makes sense why women want to be asked out in person now.
Mm-hmm.
By a stranger.
Yeah. But many a times they can ask you out in person and turn out to be, you know, criminals yeah, as well.
Yeah, sure.
But if I can see his eyes, I can tell. All right. So something else that Riggins has found on the social medias that I flipped out about, and evidently a lot of people are flipping out about it. It's becoming a popular thing. And I have a lot of questions, though. But I think this would probably be one of my favorite things ever if I were allowed to sample it.
Yeah.
We'll get to it next.
More of TJ's podcast is coming up.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Welcome back, world, to TJ's podcast.
So, there's a product that's on the market that people are going nuts for, and I don't know, are they hard to find, Riggins? And that's what people are doing. They're trying to track them down because they're so hard to find and very expensive. It's an ice cream sandwich, and I love an ice cream sandwich.
Sure you do.
Oh,
it's like your favorite thing ever.
Love it. And it's called Nightingale Ice Cream is the brand, right?
Out of Virginia,
Mm-hmm. And it is thick, and it looks like instead of having the chocolate cookie part as the outer layers, it looks like just a giant, thick, soft sugar cookie with ice cream in the middle of it. But they're still in the shape of a regular ice cream sandwich, but thick. Oh.
And everybody's like hunting them down. And when they find them, they're buying all of them. So there have been like these posts and stuff like, oh my gosh, they're in stock here. You can go get them. I mean, it's crazy.
And they have them all over the country or just in the region of Virginia?
They're shipping nationwide, but there are, I looked it up in our area. There's one chain of grocery stores that's kind of a snooty, like Whole Foods kind of place that carries them. And they're not, they're, I think, $4 a piece.
Well,
so they're not cheap, but they're substantial.
Yeah, they're huge.
And people are now hunting them down and offering, like, saying, this is the best flavor. The best way to eat it is to let it thaw, like, get kind of soft.
Uh-huh.
That's the best way to eat it. And the flavors are not like regular flavors.
So this, that's just the, they do have a bunch of other flavors.
I think there's four.
Because the one that they showed in the video is just that sugar cookie looking one.
There's like a Cookie Monster one, which is like a cookies and cream flavor. But I thought the one that was really going to resonate with you was the banana pudding ice cream
sandwich. I'm seeing that one now.
And that's like the Nilla wafer kind of flavored cookie with the banana pudding ice cream.
In there. Oh,
so they all look really good.
They have birthday cake, strawberry shortcake, the classic, which is the chocolate one. And so was it the one they were showing in there? Was it the banana pudding one was the one in the video?
I think she was eating the Cookie Monster one. I could be wrong.
Man.
But people are raving about them. Saying it's the best way to eat ice cream ever.
Now, are they smaller in the box? If you get a box of them, are they smaller?
I don't even think they sell them in boxes.
It looks like it here.
Yeah, but
on their website. That's just, okay, that's not boxes. It's, well, yeah, because it looks like it's got the nutrition facts down the side of the box.
It does?
Yeah. Either way, we can't get them, so. Well, I'm not going in a, you know, liberal grocery store.
Yeah, and this one, yeah.
Which one is it?
It's called Fresh Market.
Fresh Market, yeah.
And there's one in Cornelius.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like out of all the places around our area, that was the closest one.
Is that the one? Is it over by Taco Bell?
I think so.
Right there on exit 28?
Yeah.
There used to be a Steinmart right there. You ever heard of Steinmart?
Yeah, I remember Steinmart. But yeah, these look real good.
But I wonder if they've been kind of a local brand around Virginia where they're from. Because there's a local brand of ice cream here in Mooresville, North Carolina, that people in this town, this area, love.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So you got these little, you know, small businesses that do this stuff, and then people find out about it, they start marketing and you know, making them, you know, in more areas.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why we get, for Christmas, my mom goes to the tasteofchicago.com or Tastes of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
It's all these Chicago foods that they ship nationwide. So every year we get like five or six of these Lou Malnati's pizzas, which are deep dish Chicago style pizzas. And it's like the one thing I look forward to. I mean, another thing I look forward to on Christmas is getting all five or six of those. The rest of
it sucks.
Yeah.
The only thing I look forward to.
And I'll go through five or six of those pizzas in a month. Like, it's every weekend. I'm like, oh, yeah. So good. So I love that. The internet has given these, like, small family businesses the ability to really expand their footprint across the country.
Yeah, and that is one of the best things about the internets. You know, about commerce.
Yeah.
You know, one of the worst things is what it's done to the younger generations, you know, with social media and all that.
Yeah.
Being addicted to that.
There's countless stories of like a girl posting like, hey, my aunt just started this bakery and, you know, there's, you know, taking a video and there's no one. She hasn't had a customer in 2 days. And then in 24 hours, the line is out the door because the video picked up steam on the internet. And now they're overwhelmed and they're selling out. Mm-hmm. So there are good things that can happen for businesses with the help of the internet. But I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. And I watched this documentary about the Donut King in Southern California.
The Asian guy?
Yeah. The Cambodian. I think he's Cambodian. And how he came to America and he was in Los Angeles and he built the donut shop. He worked for a local donut chain and then he went off and ended up running that chain out of business when he started his. And then brought all of these people from Cambodia, sponsored them to come in. And that's why all of the donut shops in LA are run by Cambodians, because it started out with just, you know, his family, and then he would bring other families over and he was like their leader. And then the documentary is about how he lost everything gambling. But one of the stories that they focused on was a girl whose parents were brought over and sponsored by him and given a donut shop to run, and how the one that her family was involved with just took off when she became, you know, 'cause all the kids grow up working in the donut shop. And she started using social media to promote their donuts and stuff and running these little specials and things like that. And then it just
blew up,
went crazy. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. I love donuts.
Oh man, please. Did you see that one woman on the internet? She went through a Krispy Kreme drive-thru on St. Patrick's Day and they gave her 12. I guess they were just doing donuts, green donuts all day, mm-hmm. just replacing them with the glaze. And she was pissed. She's like, how are they not going to tell me? They're just going to give me 12 green donuts. She was livid. She was like, I mean, it's fine. I get that they taste the same, but you're not going to tell somebody before you give them 12 like bright green donuts. I kind of get that. It was funny. She was pissed.
So they didn't have any regular glaze. They were just all green
for St. Patrick's Day. And she just went to get a dozen. And she's like, and I guess it's a little off-putting when you see a green donut. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. People just don't want us being able to celebrate our culture, though.
Are you Irish?
Yeah.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. But I just say it, and it makes my wife nervous when I say it in public, celebrating white culture.
Well, yeah.
Is that a troll?
Yeah, I would imagine.
And the reason why people go so crazy over St. Patrick's Day is because it's the only day that it's okay to talk about, hey, we're having fun and we're white. Because white people aren't supposed to have fun.
I didn't see anything crazy come out of St. Patrick's Day. Usually there's like a bunch of nutty videos, people rioting and things like that. But I think it's toned down in the last couple of years, the St. Patrick's Day celebrations.
Well, it was also Sunday this year.
That's true. That's true. We did a St. Patrick's Day bar crawl one time.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. That was crazy. Got wasted.
I think that was the last sanctioned bar crawl that I've ever done. I was going to say, I think it was the last bar crawl I've ever been part of, but I do it every damn Saturday and put it on the internet.
Yeah.
That's basically what we do.
Yeah, it's a bar crawl.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we're doing anything tomorrow, though, with Small Town Adventures.
No,
because it's going to be raining. And
I know. It's raining today, too.
Mm. I know, and this is what I was going to say earlier, and then it just got away from me. But another old man thing, I'm thinking, all right, good, it's raining Friday, because I'm going to get some water on my grass seeds.
Yeah, we need the rain. Did you put down hay over the seeds?
Mm-mm. No. Aerated, put down the two types of fertilizer, seeds, and then another kind of seed called slope seeds. So it won't wash down the hill as badly.
Yeah, okay. You know. Are you hopeful that this is going to work out?
Of course. Yeah. I don't, but am I confident that it's going to work out? Absolutely not. No, I really don't think I'll be able to tell any difference at the, you know, end of the summer. It'll look exactly like it does now.
Yeah. Do your neighbors have good grass? Or is it kind of like yours?
They have it better than mine. But the one neighbor has it a lot better because the neighbors that were living there before and then they moved, the ones that you met.
Yeah.
They put a lot of money into their trying to get theirs to go in, and so it's better. But we spent a lot of money. So you count when they built the house, they put seeds down and all that, grass didn't grow worth a damn. Then we had a professional come in, paid him a lot of money to try to get it going. Didn't work out. The next year, another professional, didn't work.
Oh,
now sure. it's me out there spreading seed and fertilizer and all that, and that's why I'm not so confident that it's going to work, because, you know, other people have tried it.
You're in thousands of dollars territory, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Trying to get this grass to grow,
right? And and this, the thing about it is that I don't think that the neighbors, they didn't have the problem that I have in the main area of my backyard, because the plan was when we built the house is that we were going to build a pool,
yeah,
right away. And they kind of did the dirt work in the yard to prepare for a pool. Well, then we moved in, and you know, looked up and said, okay, well, my illustrious radio career has taken a turn, and now I'm basically trying to start a business from the ground up, and pools are three times what they were, four times what they were 10 years ago.
Really?
So we got out there, got the estimate and all that, and we were like, oh, well, we can't do this. So now the yard goes up on the side, it's way up high, and it dips way down, and it goes up on it, and then on the back, it's another big slope, and it's just,
jeez, I didn't know.
I should have never told the builder that we were going to put in a pool.
Yeah,
and they would have just done the yard in a normal slope and all of that.
Yeah, so now you got a yard shape for a pool with no pool.
Exactly. Exactly. And every day I look at it, I'm reminded.
Yeah,
I can't afford a pool.
Not yet.
I can't afford a pool. Can't afford grass.
Maybe that'll be your hobby.
That's what Jody said.
Build the pool.
No, not the pool. Jody said that my hobby needs to be, you know, getting grass to grow.
No, that's not fun. Mm-mm. But having a pool at the end of your hobby would be sick.
I think you have a license to do that.
You can't just put in your own pool?
I don't know. Maybe.
That's BS if that's true. Like, I need a license to put in my own pool. Give me a break. I'm digging a hole.
And I don't know why people don't bury above ground pools.
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
If you can bury a trampoline, which is what people do now because we're so soft in America, you ought to be able to bury an above ground pool. Just dig a big circle.
Drop that bitch in there.
Yeah. That's what my hobby's going to be. Building an above ground pool and burying it.
Yeah. That's step one, just getting the pool. Second step, get it in the ground. I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yeah, no, yeah. I don't even know if it's possible to mess it up. Now, I've seen plenty of above ground pools that have expensive decks built up around them and everything. So
I know that. I wonder about that too.
What do you wonder?
Why did you spend so much money on this deck? Why didn't you just build an in ground pool?
Well, because
it seems like it's financially.
No, it's not even close to the same.
No.
No.
What's the average pool cost? 50 grand?
More than that, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because the one that we were going to be, we don't want fancy things like waterfalls and all that. We just want a rectangular, small pool. And it was It was over 50 grand, yeah, yeah, for just for that. And somebody said the regular pools that are just straight rectangles, you would think are cheaper, but they said the ones that have a, like a different shape to them, like a kidney shape, yeah, or whatever, is cheaper than a rectangular
pool. Is it smaller, maybe?
I don't know. But I just, you know, every day during the summer, I get home, I go out there and cry. I stand where the pool would be, and I cry.
You could fill the pool with your tears.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the goal.
Because I love a pool. I mean, I know people sure. like pools, but when I had a pool, I never, ever thought, there's too much work. It's not worth it. I never, ever thought that. I was like, I know it's a lot. It's a pain in the ass, but I'd use it, love it.
Yeah. We loved our pool, too.
And, you know, I live out in the country. There's not even a neighborhood pool. We don't have a homeowners association or anything like that.
Yeah, no, and it's not the same. It's not the same.
Mm-mm.
I mean, obviously, but it's worlds better having your own pool.
Yeah. I mean, I can't, if I go to like a public pool, I can't take my drawers off or anything.
Yeah.
They frown on that. Exactly. Even during adult swim time.
Yeah.
Stupid. All right, well, we got to go. Thanks for watching and listening and doing all the stuff. And thanks, you know what? When it comes to being a TJ Fanatico, thank you for just doing all the doing. Love you. Bye.
Serving the world. It's TJ's podcast.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant-free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent First Quarter of the Rest of Your Life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table & Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenyx, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.